This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Mental start of the weekend around here.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here for it. Are you? It feels like this week has gone very quickly for me.
I had that same thought when the alarm went off this morning. I'm like, is it really Thursday?
And just as an alert to everyone, Jeff has already said that he is in his Thursday fog. So this should be very good.
And I chopped down trees yesterday and pulled honeysuckle bushes out, so every weird muscle in my body hurts.
Oh, wow.
You're aching.
I'm achy.
You need some ibuprofen for that inflammation, buddy.
Yeah, Thursdays are the day. I mean, just based on the hours that we keep, you know, doing this type of show, catches up with you. Because I should be. But I don't think any of us are getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night, are we?
I get about seven.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I go back and forth. I get up the earliest out of everyone, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, Thursday I start to hit that wall, man. I start dragging. But not today. We are committed. Right?
Yes. I'm here for it.
You and me both. So, we got a lot to get you caught up on this morning. I did think this was funny. Miranda Cosgrove got told that she's old by a 7-year-old iCarly fan.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember when she came to Cincinnati.
I do too.
In the iCarly days. Because Ingrid was little. She had to have been 7 or 8 years old and we took her.
Oh, yeah. You brought her. Because she came to the radio station. Didn't she do one of those like little mini concerts at the station too, I think?
Yeah.
You know what's really funny about that? We could talk more, but a lot of those shows like that are now on Netflix. So they're getting a whole new audience, including Penelope.
Yeah.
What'd she think?
We'll talk about it in E! News, but she's been watching the Cat and Nat, as well as Victorious, which stars Ariana Grande. Oh, boy.
Cat and Nat, they just talk, right? Like, they're not doing any domestic suggestions or secrets or anything like that. Like no domestic hacks. They just
Cat and Nat is
it's a different topic.
But you're talking about the girl Cat and Nat. This is the teenage, like the young kids version of it.
Same
it's like
name, different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So totally different people.
Yes, totally different people.
Got it. All right. Well, we got that coming up. Also, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department setting records. And Billie Eilish raising some eyebrows from her Rolling Stone interview.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Salmon Cat. Hold on, what's the name?
Oh, Salmon Cat, yeah.
Salmon Cat is Ariana Grande.
Because Cat and Nat, they're like the moms.
In Canada.
Right.
Yeah, those two ladies.
Okay.
Still cats.
Confusion averted. Sunny skies weather-wise after some patchy frost. See a high around 64 today. Seems generous. It was chilly. My phone is saying 61. Frank's saying 64. The current temperature is 40 at Q102. And Denise John.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440. Or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The 5th is National Telephone Day. I'm going to share with you, just for fun, a 1936 newsreel. This is where you would get visual news. Like this is before television. Is, you know, you could catch news on the radio. But they would also have like these recaps or these, you know, longer versions of like basically movie news.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go to the movie theater and maybe go watch a feature. And part of the trailers would basically be like a quick news update.
Oh, nice.
You know, and it took them a bit to turn these things around. So it'd usually be like about, you know, the war going on or something. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like super timely, but it would give people like a broader perspective on what was happening. You know, they could put a visual to stuff they had heard about on the radio. And in 1936, they came out with a newsreel from AT&T explaining how to use this brand new dial telephone instead of the old crank telephones. This was a new dial telephone, and it features a young girl doing the demonstration while an announcer explains how to recognize the different sounds that this new dial telephone is going to make. And he even explains like how to dial each number. Think about how people, yeah, wait, what is this?
What do I have to touch
it,
now?
It doesn't look like a phone. And what's that circular thing on the top? Explain that.
Telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, but it isn't, because sometimes we have people that will email us and say, when I call the request line, it just makes this like buzzing noise, like beep, beep. And I'm like, we're like, that's the busy signal.
Right.
Because people aren't used to it. Also the dial tone.
Yeah.
Because if you call everywhere from your cell phone, you don't have the dial tone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that's also a bit confusing maybe for some people today if they don't have the landline phone.
Yeah. Now we have a phone inside of our control console. It's built into our control console here at Q102. So, you know, like when we do second date update, or, you know, we talk to someone on the phone during a contest or whatever,
mm-hmm.
we talk to them through this phone that's connected to the console. And it's, I don't think it technically is a landline, but it operates a lot like a landline because it has like, you know, you got the buttons for, here, I'll show an example. Yeah. Like you can still dial a call. You can still make a call.
So that's, yeah, that's you touching numbers.
That's me dialing. See if it's busy. I'm calling Q102. Oh, but see,
you have to hit release,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So see, it's not a landline. It is digital. They just, there you go.
You got to hit the right buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. You. Somebody's calling online too.
Hello. Oh, son of a, hung up on me.
Those people never answer the phone over there.
Damn it. Yeah. For English, press 1. Okay.
Hello.
There you go.
Hola. So,
happy telephone day. The dial telephone. Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. Like, before touch tone, that, you know, some like maybe your grandparents had like one of those old rotary phones.
I grew up with the rotary phones and my mom refused. I'm not paying $2 extra for Touchtone.
Oh, so
mom,
you had
but not. Ma, it's cool.
Mom, it's not extra. They're giving you a credit of $2 back because you're the one house in the street that doesn't have it. Oh. Let's get the internet. Ma, we got to upgrade the rotary.
I do remember.
You can't get internet with rotary phones.
Like growing up, my grandma had the only, because of course, southeastern Kentucky, they lived in a holler. And my grandma was like the phone for four different homes because she had the only phone like in the holler at one point. And people would call for the other people that lived close by.
Did your Mima just go stand on the porch?
Yes,
and like,
we would
hey,
go.
Gary!
We would. Phone! That's facts, dude. We would go in the back porch and we'd be like, Johnny! And he and we would just lay the receiver down and wait for him to walk across the, you know, holler to get to the phone to talk to his mom or whomever it was.
Wow.
You know, the good old days.
Good old days. Anyway, I thought you might get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Interesting.
Little fun fact for National Telephone Day. Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department breaking records, literally. Pardon the pun. Also, Miranda Cosgrove is old. Get to both those stories here in a bit. But first, let's begin this hour's E-News with Richard Simmons,
yes,
of all people.
This is he has really quite been making the comeback, Jeff. I mean, he went away for a little while, and now he is coming out and just talking all the time. And he wants to let everyone know that he is not on board with this biopic that is going down with Pauly Shore. So yesterday, Richard tweeted, I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I do not approve this movie. I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie.
Wait for this movie.
Yep. He also issued a statement through his publicist saying, quote, the Pauly Shore biopic does not have my blessing. Some major studios are interested with me being involved in my story. Who should play me? Question mark. Tom Cruise? LOL.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Tom Cruise?
I said sarcastically.
Maybe that's why Tom Cruise is growing his hair out. He's going to get a perm and pay and play
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this. Maybe I did know this. I read a blurb yesterday that Bob Ross, the late Bob Ross, the Happy Trees guy, the painter, who had that big fro, that was a perm.
Yeah.
That I guess the guy's hair was as straight as yours or mine, but I forget why he said he permed it, but he liked it because he didn't have to worry about maintaining it or something. So he just kept it when it took off, when it became like his popular signature trademark. He'd stick with it.
Have you watched his biopic? What was that on Netflix?
I think so. Very, very sad.
It is
interesting.
Eye-opening as far as his estate is concerned. I was shocked.
Basically, some guy walked in and said, hey, I'm an agent. I'd love to help build your Muncie, Indiana art show and make more money for you. You got something here. And so he signed his life away.
Oh, God.
Every item with Bob Ross's likeness. You buy Bob Ross underwear at the mall or
the toaster, the chia pet, all of it.
None of it goes to that guy's family. It goes to this random agent dude who swindled them for everything.
That's awful.
It's so sad, too, because even in that biopic, they visit the son in Florida who has some health conditions or something like that. And he is living almost below poverty level.
That's terrible.
And so it has made me not purchase anything with Bob Ross's likeness on it after watching that show. You should check it out. You would probably like it. It's on Netflix.
It was really interesting, too, learning about his show and how it started as well.
Mm.
It's not all sad.
Mm-mm.
No. Owen Wilson. I guess he was offered $12 million to play Douglas McCann, who was a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories during O.J. Simpson's 1995 murder trial. And Joshua Newton says, Owen Wilson backed out after he read the whole script and realized that it suggested OJ was innocent. Owen Wilson supposedly told him, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
The movie's actually been in development for 9 years. See, when they say it's been in development for 9 years, that tells me it's stalled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no funding. Nobody wants to be in it.
Yeah. But Newton did release a brief teaser featuring OJ by actor Boris Kodjo in the electric chair.
That's interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you asked me about this story, Jeff, a little bit off the air about Ryan Seacrest is single again.
I didn't know he was in a relationship.
So back in 2021, he and Aubrey Page started dating. These two, I think they made their debut even like on a New Year's Eve show or something like that. Like they ended up kissing.
Who's she? Yeah.
So she is.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'll tell you who is. Who is Aubrey Page? But I didn't.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. So she is, well, obviously Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend, but she's also a model. And the other thing is that there was a big age gap between the two of them. I don't exactly remember what it was, but I remember when the two of them kissed on New Year's Eve, everybody was like, ooh, there's a big age gap between the two of them. But they announced yesterday, I saw this on TMZ, that they broke up after dating for 3 years. And Radar Online is saying it's because he felt the pressure that he was going to have to marry her. She felt like when he left Live with Regis and Kelly and moved full time back to California, that was going to be a big step for the two of them, that they were maybe going to talk about getting married, yep, possibly having children together. He's getting ready to kick off his hosting duties for Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. So she really felt like this was going to be a time for him to settle down and no, the two of them to be together. So she gave him the ultimatum and he eventually said, no, thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. So all of the statements and all of the exclusivity things are like, they're done. They're just saying that the two of them are parting ways and they're moving on with their lives. They're going to be good friends and support each other in their future endeavors. That was the statement.
So Ryan is 49 and she's how old?
She's 26.
26, wow.
Yeah. So there was a bit of a gap there.
It says here she's an entrepreneur.
Model.
She's a model and entrepreneur. CEO and co-founder of Sippin' On Something, sippinonsomething.com. Okay. Looks like a wine, you know, like a little game, like a little trivia game you play when you're all drinking wine with your friends.
So, oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before her, he dated Julianne Hough for a while.
She's also significantly younger, right?
Yes. And also there was all that talk about she wanted to get married to him and he didn't want to get married.
And didn't he have a brief fling with actress Terry Hatcher?
Oh, I think very brief. Yeah.
A million years ago.
And she was
closer to his age, right?
Yeah. I think she was a little older than him. But I think, I mean, and I don't know because I don't know him personally, obvious, but I just feel like Ryan Seacrest is married to Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I feel like
he's married to his work.
He's married to his job.
It's a good person to be married to.
Yes. Don't you feel that way? Yeah. Like he is in so many things. He still does American Idol. He's going to do Wheel of Fortune. He still does his show.
He produces half of VE lineup.
He does all of those Kardashian shows. Mm. And isn't he involved in some other reality TV formats and programs like that? So it just feels like Ryan consistently will put himself first.
And I'm pretty sure Dick Clark gifted him all of his
New Year's Rockin' Eve shows and all that stuff.
All of the Dick Clark Productions.
The heir apparent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I think Dick Clark Productions became Ryan Seacrest Productions,
something
didn't
like that.
It?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, speaking of old, Miranda Cosgrove was on Live with Kelly and Mark yesterday morning and told this story about recently being recognized by a little boy. Here's how that went down.
There was a moment when a lot of young kids didn't really know who I was,
right,
because the show hadn't been on for a while. Then Netflix got the show and they started playing the old seasons. I was actually in Target recently and there was a little boy just kind of looking at me, and he was like 7, and I thought, oh my gosh, you must like watch the show.
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of kept following me around, and finally I thought he was gonna like say he watched, and instead he was like, you got old.
So 30 is the new old.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's funny though, because like she's saying, these shows are making huge comebacks on Netflix. My daughter has started watching Sam and Cat, and then the spinoff from that, which is Victorious. And Ariana Grande plays Cat in both of those shows. And the fact that she has this amazing singing career after those shows is just incredible. And so when I tell Penelope, I'm like, do you know who that is? That's the same girl that sings these other songs.
Yeah.
Or that girl, that Victoria Page, I think her name is. I can't remember her last name. I was like, she or Victoria Justice. She came to the radio station like a few years ago, putting out more music and more records.
Yeah.
So it's neat to see that our current day kids are still kind of taken to that stuff.
And is she receiving it and enjoying it as much as generation?
Or? So I think so, yeah. I mean, she's still sing, you know, they all sing the little songs and stuff.
Like, but she's not looking at it and saying, oh, this is so dated. Like, it seems mm-hmm. old. You know how when you watch something, it just seems slightly out of touch?
Yeah, but they also,
because of the time.
But they also all kind of teach those same lessons, like how to be a good friend. Some of them talk about respecting your parents or respecting your elders or standing up to bullies.
Well, speaking of universal lessons, you know, that's one of the things that Sesame Street and shows like Mr. Rogers were famous for. I bring up Sesame Street specifically because there's a new Jim Henson documentary that's coming out.
Ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, so Jim Henson, of course, is the guy who brought us the Muppets, many of whom we saw not just in the Muppet Show, but they were used as Sesame Street characters. And Ron Howard has produced a new documentary about the man behind the Muppets, Jim Henson, and his amazing career with the Muppets in TV and film. His craft has been, gosh, part of most of our lives, so the trailer here might actually touch a sensitive nerve. Jim's Muppets were like on the number one rated Ed Sullivan show back in the day in the first season of Saturday Night Live. You know, like, that's how far back the Muppets.
Hello there. My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
Sesame Street. The Muppets.
Dark Crystal. Labyrinth.
Jim. Create out of innocence.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
And by the way, that's Jim Henson's voice as Kermit. Yep.
And what's on the other side?
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
That's going to make you cry.
It is.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was turned down by every network for the Muppet Show when he was trying to get that thing off the ground. Every single network said, nope, no thanks. So he produced it himself and syndicated it worldwide. Ultimately, he made more money that way. Sesame Street and his films go without saying, but the documentary, it's got Frank Oz, who was also a Muppeteer. But Frank Oz, of course, was also the voice of Bert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A lot of different characters.
Yeah. A lot of Star Wars characters as well. And became a director in his own right. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You know, it's such an interesting, like, profession as well. When I was just in New York with Broadway, there's a show that's coming to town called Life of Pi, which is based on the movie and the show and all that stuff. And I got to interview one of the puppeteers that is in the movie. And I was asking him, you know, how he got started. And he was talking about how there really aren't that many people that do puppeteering, but there's still a massive audience for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a local girl, can't think of her name. We reported on it last year. She became,
oh, that's right.
She became the first black female puppeteer for Sesame Street. For
that's
Jim
right.
Henson. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Meanwhile, China Phillips from Wilson Phillips. Did you hear about this?
No, but I forgot about Wilson Phillips.
Hold on.
China Phillips, she's the blonde from Wilson Phillips, posted a video sharing that she has surgery coming up in a few weeks. Wait till you hear what for. She's got like a giant tumor in her leg.
Oh, no.
In her leg. Yeah, this thing is like 14 inches long.
Holy moly.
It's huge.
I have a tumor in my left leg. I've had it since I was a little girl. They don't know if I was born with it or not. It's totally benign, but it is large. It's like 14 inches long and 4 inches wide.
Wow.
I'm absolutely petrified of anesthesia. I've had it so many times. Then I had the surgery on my leg 4 times already. This will be my 5th surgery on my leg. Look, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I've had lots of surgeries. I'm sick of it. I don't like anesthesia. I'm just kind of going in kicking and screaming, and I've got to start praying about this and turning my worries into prayers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's scary.
I need to find my picture. I got a picture somewhere with them a million years ago when they first came out. When Hold On came out.
Some good songs.
First big hit.
I just remember that big resurgence they had after they performed in Bridesmaids. Or was that
the movie? Oh, yeah. That was such a great movie.
The big finale.
That was the best.
So fun.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of albums, Taylor Swift, the Portrait Poets Department, just dropped on Friday. It has not even been a week, and she is already setting huge records. It just became the first album to surpass 1 billion streams within 1 week, and that was after it became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day, with more than 300 million streams in just 1 day.
Damn.
And the song that she has out with Post Malone, Fortnite, was the most streamed song in a single day in history. They didn't even say how many streams it had, probably because they don't know, because it's so many it probably broke Spotify records, you know, like the counting ability.
Well, that's good and all, but a little something for the beehive. Beyonce's got a new friend. His name is Tyler. Tyler is from the Philippines. He's 2 years old. Tyler went viral on TikTok for asking his mom where Beyonce is.
Aww.
And if he can meet her because she is his friend. So after the video got back to Beyonce, she sent him blue and white roses and a stuffed blue unicorn.
How sweet is that?
Here's the original video that got the attention of Queen Bee.
Where is Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby. We don't know her personally. She doesn't live here also, baby.
Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah.
Okay, what, can you introduce me to Beyonce?
Yeah, I want to meet her.
Maybe one day we can meet her.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to, you know, she's my friend, Mom. What's
right.
wrong?
Power of imagination. So anyway, you somehow got back to Beyonce. She saw it. She sent him those blue and white roses and a stuffed blue unicorn. Tyler's mom says, through the power of Queen Bee's internet, millions of views and likes, it is crazy. She saw the video in her note, which she started out with, to my friend, Tyler.
Oh, that's so cute.
Beyonce said, I see your halo, Tyler. Tyler may be too young to remember all this, but I'll always remind him to dream big and shoot for the stars.
Oh, for sure.
Beyonce sent my baby flowers.
That's so sweet.
Said the mom.
I have one more little quick thing for you too, Jeff. Jamie Foxx is going to return to the show that he does, Beat Shazam, sometime next month. So that's going to be the first time that we've seen him kind of come back after his mysterious medical issue a couple years ago.
All right. That's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake, but one of those headlines is real. It's a game we like to call Fake or For Real. If you guess the real headline, you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park production of Viet Gong, which is happening April 27th through June 2nd.
Thanks for listening
to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.